ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्पादश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः अन्यदेव तद् विदितात् अथो अविदितात् अधी देमोक बुक तिरमा टेक्स्ट बुक गिट अ टेक्स्ट बुक इति शुश्रुमा पूर्वेषाम् ये नः तद् याच चक्षिरे See, there are two definitions. The first definition of Brahman is given in the second mantra. What is definition? Shrotrasya shrotram. Chakshushaha chakshuhu. What is Brahman? Brahman is eye of the eye, ear of the ear, mind of the mind. This is the first definition. And that mind of the mind, eye of the eye, ear of the ear, is that because of the presence of which all these organs function. That is Brahman, one definition. The second definition is Anyadeva tad viditat aviditat adhi. So the Brahman, what is the Brahman here? Tad, tad Brahma, the Brahman which is under discussion, is here what now? Different, anyate. From what? Different from the known and the unknown. Viditate, aviditate, anyate. Therefore, when you say viditate, aviditate, anyate, it is different from the known and the unknown means. Known also is knowable. Unknown also is knowable. Known is knowable, unknown is knowable means known before the knowable, before the knowledge, unknown. After the knowledge, it is known. Therefore, anything known and unknown is what now? Knowable. So, anything which comes under the category of the knowable is an object. And anything which comes under the category of anything other than object is, what now? Unknowable is anything, unknowable, knowable is anything which comes under the category of the object. Unknowable is anything which comes under the category of anything other than the object. And anything other than the object is subject. And the subject is the knower, and knower is you. Therefore, that Brahman is you. And we are continuing that meaning. Again, he makes it a little more clear and he gives what is, he takes this each word and he started explaining. What is viditam? Shankara in his Bhashyam, first he says what is viditam? What do you mean by saying the known? And Shankara gave two meanings for viditam. He also gives two meanings for aviditam. Viditam is known, is it? Is what now? Vyakritam. Vyakritam means what? Vyaktam. He gives the meaning vyakritam. You know, differentiated. Differentiated implies what? Vyaktam, manifest. That means what is effect, karyam. Vyakritam, viditam is equal to know, the known. The known is equal to vyakritam, differentiated. Differentiated means it is manifest. Manifest means it is product, effect, karyam. Isn't it? And anything karyam, when you say, isn't it? Anything karyam, what now? Brahman is different from the karyam. So what about the aviditam then? Is it different from the? What about aviditam? Aviditam means, you have to give the meaning. Aviditam is equal to avyakritam. Undifferentiated. Undifferentiated means unmanifest. Unmanifest means what? Karanam. Cause. Isn't it? Therefore, vidita avidithabhyam vilakshanam brahma. Brahman is different from the known and the unknown means. Brahman is different from what now? Differentiated and the undifferentiated. Brahman is neither the differentiated nor the undifferentiated. Vyakrita avyakritabhyam vilakshanam. We say Brahman is different from the differentiated and the undifferentiated. Brahman is different from the manifest and the unmanifest also. Vyakta avyaktabhyam vilakshanam. We say that means what? Vyaktam is karyam, avyaktam is karanam. Therefore, Brahman is karya karanabhyam vilakshanam. It is different from both the cause and the effect. When you say it is different from the cause and the effect, isn't it? The whole jagat, what now? The entire scientific process is here negated. Anything which comes in the realm of science is what? Within the realm of cause and effect only. Negated here. So Brahman is different from cause and the effect. Karana karanabhyam karyabhyam vilakshanam. So neither the matter maya nor the maya karyam jagat. Brahman is different from the matter or the material universe. Now when you say Brahman is different from the karana, we'll go to the next step. Next step is what now? Therefore, we have to say Brahman. One more thing comes now. First step is over, second step is over, third step is what now? Brahman, this karyam is what? Karyam is anything which is karyam. Effect has what now? Beginning and then end. Not only karyam, anything known. Unknown also comes under the category of the known. Isn't it? Now what is unknown now will become known later on. What was unknown earlier, now it is known. Now what is unknown now will become known later on. Someone will discover. Therefore, known means what now? Any object. So known also comes under the category of the object. Unknown also will come under the category of the object only. Isn't it? The known also is an object. Unknown also will be become what now? Once it becomes known, it is known. It is object only. For anything which is object means karyam. Object is karyam. And any karyam, when you say, it has beginning and an end. It is subject to change. Why? Jatasya mrityuhu dhruvaha. Mrutasya janma dhruvam. You have to remember now. Anything which has a beginning is subject to end. Anything subject to end has beginning also, therefore it is time bound. Okay? Therefore, he says what? Martyam. Any karyam means what now? Martyam. Once it is subject to time, when you say anything which is subject to time is what now? Dukkhatmakam. Becomes a source of sorrow. This is the nature. Why? Because of anything which has a beginning, subject to end means any association will lead to dissociation. will result in dissociation and which is will be source of pain, dukkhatmakam. And how dukkhatmakam it be, how intense will be the dukkham? See, the intensity of the sorrow will be as much as the joy an object gives during its presence. The absence, how painful the absence will be, so much will, the pain will be so much as the, as much joy or pleasure you enjoy from a given object, so much will be the pain in its absence. Dukkhatmakam. Therefore, what should one do? It has to be given up. It should be ignored. Heyam. Okay? Heyam. It has to be given up. Why I am repeating this? Please listen to today. I am going to give only one small point. I am repeating this. Heyam means what? It to be neglect, ignored. It should be given up. That means what? Physically, you cannot give up anything in the world. Physical renunciation is not possible. One has to renounce it, what? Mentally. Mentally, one has to renounce. Why? How you can renounce? Don't you say why? Because anything, any object, yad yad karyam, tat sarvam what? Martyam. Anything, martyam is dukkhatmakam, dukkha janakam. Therefore, it is heyam. But how can I give up? How can I give up the world? We got to go and talk to our wife and children, no? Because your world, a part of the world, and your object, your source of sorrow, so I want to give you up. When you say, you become a source of sorrow for them, other people also, isn't it? Did you forget? You cannot go and tell them. Isn't it? You can't do that. That means it should not be revealed outside. It should be kept in the mind. Is it true? Isn't it? Not only you, they are pain. You will also be what now? Pain for them. See, well, mutual contributors of pain for each other. Source of pain. So, dukkhatmakam, therefore, not to be, but it has to be cognitively renounced. Intellectually renounced. That means mentally renounced. Mental renunciation of the world and the world means what? You reduce every object as into world. Except you. Why I tell you later on. So which includes your body, mind, complex also. So cognitively, how can you give up? But I said, only by resolving ahankara mamakara. It is the resolution of ahankara and mamakara will help you renounce the world cognitively, intellectually, mentally. That's the only way you can escape from the suffering. That is the nature of what? Any object. Okay? So object is heyam. Thereafter, what about Brahman? Brahman has aheyatvam. Brahman cannot be given up. Brahman, isn't it? Why Brahman cannot be given up? Because the one who renounces others cannot be the given up. Brahman is very you. Subject, isn't it? Brahman, if it is an object, can be given up. But Brahman happens to be Brahman being vyakta avyakta bhyam vilakshanam. Brahman being karya karana bhyam vilakshanam. Brahman being vyakrita avyakrita bhyam vilakshanam. Brahman being karana karya abhyam vilakshanam. Brahman being different from the very object. Therefore, what now? Brahman happens to be the very subject, you. Brahman cannot be renounced. Okay? There is no such thing called giving up of Brahman. So what do you understand here? Brahman, what cannot be renounced is what? What cannot be negated and given up is Brahman. Is it clear? Another one point I have to remember here. Brahmanaha aheyatvam. Non-renounceability. I don't know whether it's correct expression, okay? It can't be renounced. I'm just saying, because aheyatvam, when I want to say, that is a typical that expression, try to translate the Sanskrit expression, aheyatvam. So, aheyatvam. So, when you say aheyatvam means what now? It cannot be renounced. Okay. Now we go to the, this is where I stopped actually. I have to go from there now. Old lesson I'm doing. So, Adhi, Shankara, last we saw in the class, Adhi, even though the word Adhi literally means Upari, above, but Lakshanaya, by implication, it means what? Anyat iti artha, different. For Anyat means Abhiditat, Adhi means different from the unknown. Unknown means what? Different from the cause. Brahman is neither the effect nor the cause. Different from that. When you say, whatever is known is what now? Comes within the realm of science. And what is unknown today may become the known tomorrow or later. Therefore, anything which comes under the science is within the realm of matter, ignorance only. Okay, the whole use scientific process is negated. It's a very, very profound statement this is. But negating scientific process. Viditat, aviditat, anyadu, eva. Viditat, anyadu, aviditat, adhi. Adhi also means anyadu. Okay. Now, tasmat.
Yes.
We go to that. Now, heyam, dukkhatmakam. Alpam, yad viditam. Therefore, first he reduced the known and the unknown, both are the known. And the known is the object. And anything object is what now? Alpam, time bound in nature. Therefore, it is what? Martyam, subject to change and death, subject to come to an end. Therefore, dukkhatmakam, it is a source of sorrow. Cha iti heyam. Therefore, it is to be renounced cognitively. And how can I renounce cognitively? Cognitive renunciation means giving up what now? The I sense and my sense. Once the my sense is not there, then you have resolved what? Resolve the objects. How can you resolve the my sense? By resolving ahankara, I sense. How do you resolve? By knowing what this I is. Isn't it? So, here you. Then he is going next one. Tasmat. Vidita. Viditat anyate brahma ityukte tu aheyatvam uktam syat. Now he goes to the next step. Okay, if you say Brahman is different from the known, you reduce the unknown also as the known, and you have now you said Brahman is different from the known. Known means what? No, viditam, the karanam and the karyam. That means Brahman has now, if viditam sarvam heyam, viditam sarvam heyam, anything, any object is something to be renounced because it's a source of dukkham. But what about when you say that Brahman is different from the Heyam? Is it clear now? Brahman is different from the Heyam. Heyam is what that is to be given up. If Brahman is different from the given up means, to be given up means, isn't it? Why Brahman is different from the given up, to be given up? Because Brahman cannot be given up. See, that which is to be given up is the object means. That which cannot be given up is what? Different from the object. That which has to be renounced, that which has to be renounced because it is a source of sorrow, because it is time bound, because it is of the nature of coming and going, isn't it? Has to be given up. And that which has to be given up is an object. Therefore, that which has to be given up is an object means that which is different from the object must be that which cannot be given up. That which can be given up is an object. Therefore, that which is different from the object must be what? That which cannot be given up. What is that? Therefore, by saying Brahman is different from the Viditam which is to be given up, Brahman being non-renounceable is revealed. Brahman being non-renounceable becomes revealed. How aheyatvam Brahmanaha aheyatvam uktam syat means what? Brahmanaha aheyatvam, Brahman being non-renounceable becomes revealed. Brahman being non-renounceable becomes very clear. How does it become very clear? By saying Brahman is different from that which has to be given up. When you say Brahman is different from that which has to be given up means, why do you say that? Because Brahman is different from the object known. Isn't it? Known is an object. But Brahman being different from the object, Brahman is different from the Heyam. Is what which is to be given up. Brahman is different from that which is to be given up means is what now? Brahman being non-renounceable becomes very clear. So viditat tasmat chairman tasmat viditat anyat brahma viditat anyat brahma ityukte. When you say Brahman is different from the known, viditat anyat brahm, what is anyat different from viditam? Viditam means object here. If you say Brahman is different from the known means any object, to aheyatvam uktam syat. Aheyatvam means what now? Brahman being non-renounceable becomes revealed. Brahman being non-renounceable becomes clear. Who can give up Brahman? Why? Brahman is the very you. You are the one. You have to give up, renounce the worldly world. How are you going to renounce? Physical renunciation is not possible. Intellectually you can renounce the world by resolving your ahankara and mamakara. And who is the one who is renouncing? It is you. It is you. Isn't it? And you are that Brahman is different, isn't it? Therefore, Brahman being very yourself, you the knower being Brahman, you are the one who has to give up, renounce the other things. So Brahman cannot be given up. Therefore, that non-renounceable Brahman is what now? Non-renounceable Brahman. What is which cannot be renounced? Subject. What is which cannot be given up is subject, isn't it? Therefore, Brahman being non-renounceable becomes very clear. Therefore, that non-renounceable is you. What is it which cannot be given up here? What is it which is non-renounceable here? Only you. Therefore, another expression is what now? That Brahman is non-renounceable and subject is non-renounceable. You are non-renounceable as subject. Therefore, you are Brahman. I've got another Tattva is Mahavakyam. So second, is it how definition is prescribed? You have to bring it that way. Okay, yadyad viditam is heyam, to be given up. And what is Brahman? Brahman is different from heyam, to be renounced. Isn't it? Therefore, if Brahman is different from heyam, Brahman must come under the category of aheyam, non-renounceable. Not given up, not aheyam, non-renounceable. Therefore, what is that non-renounceable here? Every object is renounceable, subject is non-renounceable, Brahman also is non-renounceable, therefore Brahman must be the subject. Therefore, you are Brahman. Tattvam asi. Next step. It's quite bright, very nice way of doing it. I got it. Tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte viditat anyat brahma ityukte means Brahman is different from the known means to aheyatvam uktam syat. Brahman being non-renounceable is revealed. So what is non-renounceable here, isn't it? Is subject. That Brahman is non-renounceable, therefore Brahman is the subject, which is you. Tat Brahma Tvamasi. Okay, next. Tatha aviditat adhi ityukte anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Tatha aviditat adhi ityukte anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Okay. Now, viditat anyat ityukte aheyatvam uktam syat. Aviditat anyat ityukte anupadeyatvam uktam syat. Brahman being non-renounceable becomes clear if we say Brahman is different from the known. If we say Brahman is different from the unknown also, then Brahman being anupadeyam becomes clear. What is anupadeyam? I have to come to this now. See, we again have to go back to the same that order. See, viditam is equal to vyakritam. Vyakritam is equal to vyaktam. Vyaktam is equal to karyam. Karyam is equal to karyam. Now we'll come to the, we'll stop that part for a given point. Go to the next one. Aviditam is equal to avyakritam. Avyakritam is equal to avyaktam. Avyaktam is equal to karanam. Unmanageable karanam, cause. And karanam is equal to upadanam, upadeyam. Upadeyam. Upadeya means to be taken, that which is to be taken. Some which is to be taken is called upadeyam. What is upadeyam? Upadeyam iti upadanam. In fact, upadeya means that which is to be taken. And why cause is said to be upadeyam? Because very meaning upadanam. Now that which is sought is called upadeyam, upadanam. Okay, who takes, isn't it? That which is sought by the intelligent cause. The intelligent cause takes the taken by the intelligent cause. Upadanam is that which is sought or which is used, which is taken by the intelligent cause. Is it to produce something, to create something? Isn't it? That is the word upadana karanam. Upadanam means that which is upadiyate iti upadanam. That which is taken. Upadiyate means that which is taken. Iti upadanam. Now clay is the upadanam. Why? Clay is taken by the pot maker. Wood is the upadanam. Why? Because wood is upadiyate by the carpenter. It's taken by him. He takes something to produce something. Intelligent cause takes the material to make something. Isn't it? Upadiyate means iti upadanam. That which is taken or used for creating, producing, making, manufacturing something is called upadanam. Upadiyate means therefore upadanam, that which is taken. But upadeya means to be taken. That which has to be taken is upadeyam. And here karanam is what? Upadeyam. Why? Any karanam has to be taken to produce the karyam. Any karanam has to be taken by the intelligent cause to produce the karyam, to make the karyam, isn't it? For any effect to be brought out, the karanam cause has to be used, upadanam has to be used, isn't it? By the intelligent cause. Therefore he says, what is karanam now? If we say, karanam, so aviditam is avyaktam, avyaktam is avyakritam, avyakritam is karanam, and karanam is upadeyam. Karanam is upadeyam. What is Brahman? Brahman is if different from the aviditam. Therefore, different from the avyakritam, different from the avyaktam, different from the karanam. Therefore, Brahman is different from what? Upadeyam. Different from something which is to be taken. Brahman is something which is to be taken for you, isn't it? Hope I make it very clear. Today only one point that I want to say this. Different from upadeyam. I had to put all these steps together again. I want to really put it because I wanted to know this definition thoroughly. It's such a the most beautiful definition of Brahman. Very nice. How they think you can look at this. Brahman is different from the upadeyam. That which is to be taken. A Brahman is different from what is upadeyam? Karanam, isn't it? So karanam is upadeyam. Brahman is different from the karanam. Brahman is different from the upadeyam. So that which is, so Brahman being different from Upadeyam, that it is to be taken. Therefore, Brahman is what now? Anupadeya. Brahman has Anupadeyatvam. Anupadeyatvam. Brahman cannot be taken by anyone, anybody, anything for making anything. So anything anything which is anupadeyam, so anything upadeyam, anything which is taken, anything which is upadeyam, taken for making anything, is what now? Karanam. Brahman is different from the upadeyam, means Brahman is that which cannot be taken. Okay. Non-takeable. Brahman cannot be taken. Brahman comes under the category of that which cannot be taken as material for making something. Brahman cannot be renounced also. That means, what is that which cannot be taken by anybody or anything? Is what? You. The subject alone is what? No. Subject, is it? The knower cannot be taken. Knower is the one who takes everything to make something. But knower cannot be taken by anything to make something. Therefore, there you have to say non-renounceability of Brahman. And here non, in Brahman cannot be taken by anything. Therefore, what that which cannot be taken by anything, anybody for making anything is the knower, you. Therefore, Brahman is what now? Brahman also is anupadeyam. You are anupadeyam. Therefore, what now? Brahman is you. You are Brahman. So, we have added two more things. Anupadeyatvam of Brahman. And then, what is the Brahman being non? Brahman being not takeable, isn't it? Not acceptable, not usable. Brahman being non-usable as material for a given product. We will by the word anupadeyam. Anupadeyatvam means Brahman enjoys the status of being the non-usable as a cause for producing something. And heyatvam means of Brahman being not renounceable. Isn't it? Say it will be the word aheyatvam. Aheyatvam and anupadeyatvam. What is that which is heyam? Anything known as to be renounced, isn't it? So kar viditam. What is anupadeyam? What is upadeyam? Karanam is upadeyam, to be taken. Neither can Brahman be given up, nor Brahman can be taken. So what is the subject here? The knower, the subject. Is it you, the subject, the knower, are neither renounceable nor can be taken. Therefore, you are identical with Brahman. Therefore, you are Brahman. Have you got the steps? I think I wanted to get the Sanskrit terms. Sometimes Sanskrit is more expressive. See, all the nouns come. It would be nice with non-renounceability and all those things. We make our own funny English words. All nouns are so expressive.
It's easier to see how you are non-renounceable. But
you're non-takeable.
It is not quite as clear to see that you are
Non-usable.
Non-usable.
Now, again, which you?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The other one is, you can see, very, very clear. It's crystal clear. But that...
No, she says here. He's not going to explain that. No, wait. Okay. I have explained earlier. And he says here, look at this. What is taking something for something, isn't it? What do you mean by saying upadeyam? Shankara explains. It is not you and me, but Shankara say he won't leave the vague anything like that. See. Karyartham hi. So, see, he says two things, okay? Brahman is different from the known means Brahman being non-renounceable becomes clear. Brahman is different from the unknown means Brahman being non-usable becomes clear as a cause. Okay? Anupadeyatvam means non-usability, isn't it? It becomes clear. As a cause. Now Shankara explains. See the next line. Karyartham.
Karyartham.
He. Karanam.
Karanam.
Karyartham hi karanam. Cause is for producing the effect. Karyartham hi karanam. What is clay for? Clay is for making the pot. We never say pot is for the sake of clay, you know. Karyartham hi karanam. What is taken? Karanam is taken. Karanam is useful, usable, useful, used for producing an effect. Karyartham hi karanam. Anyate. Anyena. Upadiyate. See, karyartham, karanam anyate, anyena upadiyate. See, by someone, something is taken. Upadiyate means something is taken by one. What is taken? Something, isn't it? As a cause to produce an effect. Karyartham karanam upadiyate. A pot maker take, no, we can say, ghatakartra, clay is upadiyate, is taken for ghata nirmanartham. To produce the pot, clay is taken by the pot maker. So, anyena, by other person. The person who makes different and who uses this karanam to produce an effect. Anyat karanam anyena upadiyate karyartham. Get it? Karyartham. Ataha cha na ve. Now he is therefore what now? Always is different. What is used? Suppose if you are the, isn't it, always the maker alone makes use of the material to produce an effect. Isn't it? Therefore different. Maker is different from the material. And what he wants to say here, therefore, ataha, cha, and na vedituhu anyasmai. Vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyate upadeyam bhavati. Vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyate upadeyam bhavati. So you have to take that na upadeyam bhavati. Na vedituhu anyasmai prayojanaya anyat upadeyam bhavati ityevam. Other than the knower, here, na vedituhu, he says, no, Shankara says, vedituhu anyasmai. பிரயோஜனாய அன்யத் உபாதேயம் பவதி. அன்யத் உபாதேயம் வேதித்துகு அன்யஸ்மை, அன்யஸ்மை வேதித்துகு. நோவர் இஸ் ஹூ இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் இட் பிரயோஜனாய. இட் ஒன்லி ஃபார் தி யூஸ் ஆஃப் தி நோவர் ஹூ இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் இஸ் இட் ஹூ இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி மெட்டீரியல் தி நோன் அலோன் இஸ் வாட் நோ தி மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் டேக்கன் உபாதேயம். எவர் தி நோவர் இஸ் வாட் நோ நோவர் இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி நோன் மெட்டீரியல். தி நோன் மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் யூஸ்ட் பை தி நோவர் only for his use material is prayojanaya anyasmi prayojanaya upadeyam bhavati. Therefore what does it mean now? The vedita, the knower, is not knower is the one who makes use of the known material, create the known product. But the knower is different, the one who makes use of the material is different, the knower. Therefore, the knower comes under the category of what? Anupadeya. The one comes under the category of the non-takeable, non-usable. Knower is the user of the material, different from what now? The material used. Material is upadeyam. Maker is anupadeyaha. Maker is not the used. The user should not be mistaken for the used. The one who takes the material for use should not be mistaken for what now? The taken material. I got it now. Therefore, what about the knower here? It is the knower who makes use of the material. Therefore, knower also comes under the category of anupadeyam. That which cannot be taken is the knower. Isn't it? Therefore, Brahman is Anupad is different from the Karanam. Brahman is different from that which cannot be taken. Therefore, Anupadeyaha, non-usable knower and non-usable Brahman are identical, for you are Brahman. See, two ways. Brahman is not the used material. Brahman is not to be given up product. Used material to be given up product. What is that? So to be, isn't it? Knower, the subject, is not the to be given up thing. What is to be given up is by the giver up, isn't it? The one who gives up is different from the given up. Therefore, it's subject which is different from what now? The knower is the one who gives up cannot be given up. Anything given up is by the one who gives up. The one who gives up is different from anything which is given up. Therefore, subject is non-renounceable. And similarly, anything which is to be used is what now? The user is different from the used material, isn't it? The one who uses the material cannot be used, is not usable as a material. Is it clear now? Therefore, non-usable, non-renounceable is Brahman. Brahman is non-denounceable, non-usable. Why? How do you say? Brahman is viditat anyate, aviditat anyate. Viditam is heyam, Therefore, what now? Brahman is Aheyam. Different from known means, Brahman is different from the Heyam. Brahman is different from things which to be given up, not given up. Isn't it? Brahman cannot be given, non-denounceable. And Brahman is what? Different from Aviditam, unknown, Karanam. Karanam is what? Upadeyam. Therefore, Brahman is different from the Upadeyam. That means what? Brahman is what now? Non-usable, non-renounceable, non-usable. Why? If it is Brahman, suppose if it is not different from Karanam, it would have been usable. But different from Karanam, it is non-usable as material. Brahman being different from the what now? Viditam, it is what? It is non-renounceable. I got these two important points here. And what is non-renounceable and non-usable? If the whole thing, object is what? Viditam and aviditam is object. Isn't it? Therefore, Brahman is the subject, it is the knower, the subject alone. The one who gives up is the subject, different from anything given up. And one who renounces is different from the that which is to be renounced. And the one who is using the material is different from the material used. Therefore, the user is the knower, the renouncer is the knower. Therefore, the knower is subject. Therefore, so you are the knower, the subject. Therefore, you are identical with the Brahman. Okay? Therefore, you are Brahman. Tattvam asi. This is Shankara's brain. Okay, we'll read now. Evam. Vidita avidithabhyam anyat iti. Therefore, in this manner, Brahman is different from the known and the unknown. Therefore, what does it mean? Heya upadeya. Say now.
Heya upadeya.
Pratishedhena.
Pratishedhena.
Now, By this negation, patisharam by negation. Now what do you negate here? Heya pratishedaha, upadeya pratishedaha. Why, how do you negate heyam and upadeyam, negate on the part of Brahman? By saying, Brahman is different from the known, therefore Brahman is not heyam. Brahman is different from aviditam, therefore Brahman is not upadeyam. Okay, we have negated this Brahman being usable, Brahman being renounceable, isn't it? So Brahman is non-renounceable, non-usable as material. Pratishedena. Now what do you arrive at now? Sva-atmanaha, say no?
Sva-atmanaha.
Ananyatvat.
Ananyatvat.
Now, ananyatvat. Ananyatvat. Now, that Brahman being identical with one's own self. Sva-atmanaha ananyatvat. Brahman being non-different from the self. Brahman being identical with the self. Then what happens? How do you know? How do you understand Brahman is identical with the self? How do you know Brahman is non-different from the self? You understand this, isn't it? This definition is driving you to arrive at you. You do not know you are Brahman, but you are searching. But if you directly say also, you won't understand. So indirectly Upanishad wants to say, viditat aviditat anyate. adhi viditat anyat aviditat adhi anyat means that definition. Now you analyze what is viditam. Viditam is karyam, viditam is vyakritam, viditam is vyaktam, viditam is what? Therefore, karyam, therefore, alpam, martyam, dukkatmakam, therefore, heyam. But what about Brahman? Aheyam. Why? Brahman is aheyam, because viditat anyat. Only this Upanishad gives only one definition. Viditat anyat means you have to analyze the nature of the viditam. Isn't it? Therefore, by saying Brahman is different from the known means, you have to analyze the nature of the known and arrive at the nature of Brahman which is different from the known. Brahman is something which cannot be renounced at all. Why? The renouncer is Brahman. And how do you arrive at it? Brahman is different from the known, and the known is to be given up. What is it? Not knower gives up, known given up. Knower gives up, known given up, is given up. Therefore, Brahman is different from the given up. Known means Brahman is something which cannot be renounced. Okay? And thereafter, Brahman is different from the aviditam. When you say Brahman is different from the karanam, and karanam is upadanam. Upadanam is what now? Upadeyam, that which is to be taken for making something. Brahman is something used. In very upadanam is something, upadanam is something used. So Brahman is different from the aviditam means Brahman is different from the karanam, mitti upadana karanam. Brahman is different from what now? Different from the used material. So that which is different from the used material is the user of the material. User of the material is different from the used material. For Brahman being non-usable as the material is clear. Brahman being non-renounceable as the known also is, as effect also becomes very clear. As the cause, Brahman is different from the cause and the effect means cause is used as the material, effect is denounced, isn't it? It's to be given up. A source of sorrow. Therefore, Brahman is different from both means. Now you have to see now, what is that which cannot be renounced, given up at all? Any object can be given up. The one who gives up alone cannot be given up. And the one who uses cannot be used. The user can never be the used. The one who renounces cannot, renouncer cannot be renounced. Therefore, the non-renounceable is the subject. The non-renounceable is what now? Non-usable also is what? The user, the subject. And the subject, the non-usable is the user. Non-renounceable is the renouncer. The renouncer and the user are the subjects. The subject is you. Therefore, what happened now? Ananyatvam. Swatmanaha ananyatvam. Pashyati. Isn't it? Oh, it is the self. It is the subject. Isn't it? It is the knower alone is the user. Knower is the renouncer. isn't it? There cannot be renouncer and knower, user. Therefore, is what now? The Brahman is the user and renouncer. Brahman, not the user, is available in the form of user and renouncer. Brahman is not the user or renouncer. Brahman is not the user and renouncer. Brahman is available as the, for recognition, as the user and the renouncer, as the knower. Therefore, what now? You are Brahman. Once you arrive at it, you arrive at Brahman being identical with the subject, the knower. You understand what? You are Brahman is made clear. But now you understand what now? What is that I? Understand now? The Brahman you are searching for is you. First you become Tattvamasi. Now you understand what now? You have to go know what you are. He says now, Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa.
Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa.
It's a very interesting thing. Look at this. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Sishyasya Nivartita Syat. The very desire to know Brahman becomes resolved. Look at this. The very desire to know Brahman becomes resolved. Is it clear now? Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa. The desire to know Brahman. Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa. Sishyasya Nivartita Syat. The very desire resolves. Why? There is no, you don't need to wait for an experience. Here says, don't wait for one fine day enlightenment and experience. In every experience, there is experiencer. That experiences are different and vary. That experiencer is Brahman. Therefore, at least this stage, we should stop waiting for experience of Brahman. It's beautiful, isn't it? Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Nivartita Syat. How does the Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Nivartita Bhavati, isn't it? How does the desire to know Brahman just resolves? Desire goes. Desire becomes removed. How? Because Swa-atmanaha ananyatvat. That Brahman is not different from me, the knower. I am the knower. Brahman is not different from me. Identical with me. Why? Because I am Brahman. How do you say Aham Brahmasmi? Because all the definitions make very clear. Vidita aviditat anyat karya karanabhyam anyat vyakrita avyakritat anyat heya upadeya bhyam anyat. Heya upade upade upada upadeya bhyam anyat. Heyam upadeyam. Viditam is what? Heyam. Aviditam is aviditam is upadeyam. And heya upadeya bhyam anyat means that again gives another point. You have to remember all these things. The hey upadeya you have to add later on. Got it? Because the word upadeya, every word is very expressive. Now put it in English, that which is taken is upadeya. From that only you get the word upadana karanam also. That by which something that by which, you know, that which is taken for making something is called upadanam. Is it Binaji roti, wheat flour upadanam. Say heya upadeyabhyam anyate. That means what? Brahmanaha aheyatvam anupadeyatvam becomes revealed. And then this is for how you understand. It is only one thing which cannot be renounced. Renouncer cannot be renounced. The user cannot be used. User is the intelligent cause. Renouncer is the intelligent cause, isn't it? Intelligent being. The subject, the knower, therefore, swa-atmanaha, one's own self, ananyatvat, you understand, self being identical with Brahman, Brahman being identical with Brahman, self becomes clear. How? By this negation of what? Upadeya, by negating upadeyatvam, by negating heyatvam. You negate the upadeyatvam. Brahman being usable as material, you negate. And Brahman being, what no, renounceable also, you negate. Isn't it? Because different. If it is it clear now? Therefore, what he says, nishedabhya, nishedena, heya upadeya nishedena, when you negate them, then what is there like that, isn't it? Different from the usable material and the renounceable object is the renouncer I and the user I. Therefore, the user renouncer I, what now? Brahman is identical with the subject, one's own self. Brahman is aham. Aham Brahma asmi. The teacher tells Tattvamasi how viditat aviditat anyadeva tad viditat aviditat anyad adhi. When he says, you have to analyze the nature of viditam aviditam and thereby arrive at what now? Aham Brahmasmi. And do you still have the desire to know Brahman? No. Here, desire to know Brahman resolves. Then you start analyzing this Swarupam. Swarupa Vicharaha is different from having desire to know what Brahman is. When you say what I am, it is not a desire to know what you are, actually. It is Swarupa Vichara. It ascertains. Anyway, it's only third mantra, you see. So, Brahman being identical with the self becomes clear, thereby Brahma Vishaya Jignyasa Sishyasya Nivartita Syat. For disciples, desire for knowledge of Brahman becomes resolved. An interesting thing comes, why this doubt, at the next line, I'll do it next class. Now, he's going to quote some other mantras from Chandogyana things, and we'll explain that. Nahi anyasya sva atmanaha vidita vidita abhyam anyatvam vastunaha sambhavati iti atma brahma. Atma brahma.